The next moment, soldiers came running through the wood, at first in twos and threes, then 10 or 20 together, and at last in such crowds that they seemed to fill the whole forest. Alice got behind a tree for fear of being run over and watched them go by. She thought that in all her life she had never seen soldiers so uncertain on their feet. They were always tripping over something or other, and whenever one went down, several more always fell over him, so that the ground was soon covered with little heaps of men. Then came the horses. Having 4 feet, these managed rather better than the foot soldiers, but even they stumbled now and then, and it seemed to be a regular rule that whenever a horse stumbled, the rider fell off instantly. The confusion got worse every moment, and Alice was very glad to get out of the wood into an open place, where she found the White King seated on the ground, busily writing in his memorandum book.
"I've sent them all,"
the King cried in a tone of delight on seeing Alice.
"Did you happen to meet any soldiers, my dear, as you came through the wood?"
"Yes, I did," said Alice. "Several thousand, I should think."
4,207. That's the exact number," the King said, referring to his book. "I couldn't send all the horses, you know, because 2 of them are wanted in the game. And I haven't sent the 2 messengers either. They're both gone to town. Just look along the road and tell me if you can see either of them."
"Oh, I see nobody on the road," said Alice. "Oh, I only wish I had such eyes," the King remarked in a fretful tone. "To be able to see nobody, and at that distance too. Why, it's as much as I can do to see real people by this light."